The Old Establishment, 3. The distinguished engineer John Rennie, 1761 to 1821, coined the phrase "the old establishment" in his 1806 report on the Royal Gunpowder Factory. This term refers to the gunpowder mills when they were still privately owned, before they were acquired by the Crown in 1787. Making gunpowder involved a number of processes which were designed to mix the three ingredients: saltpeter, potassium nitrate, charcoal, and sulphur, as well as possible. The process involved initial crushing, mixing, incorporation, pressing, corning, glazing, drying, and finishing. The works had 21 buildings, mainly constructed of wood, along Millhead Stream. Foundations remain from a 19th century mill, which had been built on the site of two water-powered stamp mills. These giant, noisy mortar and pestle mills were used to mix thoroughly the gunpowder ingredients. In the 1760s, they were replaced by a pair of edge-runner mills, known as the head mills. Stone edge-runners from these mills were left around the site. The head mills were in the middle of the long line of manufacturing buildings. These included horse-powered mills for preparing the gunpowder ingredients, and probably at least one mill by the famous engineer John Smeaton. The head mills overlooked the Hoppet Pool, and opposite was the loading house, where gunpowder was stored and then loaded onto barges to take it down to London along the River Lee.